Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia. Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Amal Ishnaim, if someone says to two people, I want you to know that Gazalti Le'echad Mikem, I robbed from one of you, Mona. Mona is 100 Zuz. But for any day, Ezim Mikem, I don't know from which one of you two. So I don't know who to return it to. I want to do tshuva, but I'm not sure who I robbed it from. Oyor, he says to two people, Aviv Shal Echad Mikem, one of your fathers, Hifkid Li Mona, deposited a Mona, again, this 100 by me, as a pekod, and I should watch it. The any day Ezu, I don't know whether it was your father or your father. Now, these two people, they say, we don't know either. But this person obviously realizes he's going to come up to Shemayim, there's going to be a din v'cheshm for every penny that's not his. And he wants to make good on this. So therefore, noisein lezemon lezemon, to give 100 to one and 100 to the other. Again, the reason is shahoydim epi atzmei, because he was moida on his own. You want to make sure you have a clean record when you come up to Shemayim? You don't want chas v'shalom, that money that you owe someone else to hold you back from your Olam Haba? You can't take any chance. You have to give each one the 100. Now, if it wasn't that he went and said, listen, I want to admit something to you. Rather, they came to him and said, you owe us money. You stole from us. Our father gave you a mana. And he's maida from one of you, but not from both. But I don't know which one. Then if each one swears that it was him, then you, al pi halacha, you have to give each one 100. In the case of the Gazlan, this is a Knaslam. I say, he stole. And even in the case of the Pekadim, you say, you should have been more careful. So again, our Mishnah told us a halacha, that if I see the need to do tshuva, you know, the Chavetz Chaim, before Ne'ilah, told us to meet him, think if you owe anyone money, and think right now how you're going to pay it back. Before Ne'ilah? You should think about money? Yeah, the Chavetz Chaim said, of course. Because if you owe someone money and you don't pay it, it's ma'akev a person's tefilos. So this person says, I don't want that. I want to do tshuva. So he goes over and says, I owe one of you two money. I stole from you. Or he says, I wasn't a robber. But one of your fathers gave me a money. I don't remember who it is. The other two cannot say for certain that it was them. So we say, being that he was moida on his own, therefore, you want to make sure you have a clean slate, give each one a money.